Thanks for being a part of the K-Sky Morning Show today on Montana's Station of the Year. And we're joined right now by the police chief, Jim Velkamp, for the Bozeman Police Department. Let's start with what you guys made a post on your Facebook page on Friday. And if you haven't read it yet, yeah, everybody should go to that page and read it. I guess my first question is, did that come from the police department and you, or did that come from the city?
It came from both. So, obviously, I was gone, but that statement is a combination and kind of a conglomeration of all the things that we have been telling our officers as far as what we expect them to do, as far as best practices regarding immigration. And the goal is really just to answer people's questions, because the unknown is what people are often afraid of. And so we felt it important just to put out a statement kind of summarizing our position, but it was a joint effort between the City of Bozeman communications people and our department.
So what is the Bozeman Police Department when it comes to ICE? Obviously, that's, you know, in the news right now, and everybody's watching the national news, and police departments all across the country have different policies when it comes to ICE. I'll be honest, I wasn't quite sure when I read that. So what is the policy for the Bozeman Police Department in regards to ICE?
So I guess you got to take a small step back from that. Our focus is public safety. We investigate crime. And so that is the driving objective that guides everything that we tell the officers to do. So we focus on crime regardless of immigration status. So we tell people, or tell the officers, is respond to crime exactly like you would. Treat everyone equally. If that means you arrest the person and take them to jail, don't worry about their immigration status. We do not focus on immigration violations. Part of the reason is the entire topic is so complicated. There are some that are criminal violations, and there are some that are administrative or civil violations. We don't have any authority to address or enforce the administrative civil violations. And that would be something like overstaying a visa. We have absolutely no role in that. As far as the criminal side, we just focus on local crimes that have been committed. We investigate those and handle them regardless of immigration status.
So what happens if you do arrest somebody that's here illegally and you take them to jail? Do you tell ICE, do you give them a heads up so that they can come pick them up?
Speaking for our department, we don't do any of that. Officers have been told, issue the citations or do what we call a request for prosecution, hold them in the detention center on those charges, and walk away. We do not contact ICE or Immigration or Department of Homeland Security directly ourselves at all.
Tom Holman spoke, who's the border czar, it's kind of the face of all of this, you know, for the administration. And he spoke last week, and he was saying the issues that they're having, like in Minneapolis that we're watching play out, that's because they're not getting cooperation from the local police department. And the same thing, he said, if a police department, you know, calls them and alerts them that, hey, we got somebody in jail that's here illegally, it takes one officer to go pick them up. When they don't do that, it's 16 officers to go get them out in the community. So that doesn't sound like that's a good policy.
Yeah, I think our overall position is that local law enforcement agencies like the Bozeman Police Department should not be mandated to be a part of enforcing immigration. However, we also shouldn't be prohibited from at least communicating with the agencies that do. Because if that happens, which we have seen happen in other parts of the country, we aren't able to communicate with the federal agencies responsible for certain types of crimes or certain types of investigations, and that can cause substantial issues. Not only would officers potentially have to respond to a situation where they didn't even know federal agents were here, but we need to know what's going on in our own community. And so that has been our position. It is not our role. It is not our focus. But we've got to be able to communicate with the federal agencies that do handle everything. As you know, there are federal agencies and federal agents that work an unbelievable number of types of crimes, from the IRS to the U.S. Postal Service has federal agents in the state. We communicate with all of them and cooperate to make sure they can perform their role and we can do the same. So for ICE, we need to be able to do the same.
Yeah. So if you do that, why not just reach out to ICE and say, hey, we've just arrested this person for a major crime? Why not alert them to that?
So that happens organically through the detention center. So we hold them on the crime. That is all we are worried about as our department. Through the process after they're booked, at that point, again, something that I honestly don't even know how that process works because we're not a part of it. But at that point, immigration and can put a hold on the person once their crime is actually resolved.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you right, because the is it the county that deals with the they're in charge of the jail?
Correct. The Gallatin County runs the Gallatin County Detention Center. We do not have our own jail. Across the state of Montana, the way it works is the counties run the jail in each county.
So you arrest somebody, they go to jail, you're kind of done with them.
Correct.
It sounds like. And so it would be on is it the Gallatin County Sheriff's Department that runs that, or is that?
Yes, they have an agreement. It's called a 287G, which okay. I should not speak to the nuances of that because I'm not a part of that department. But that takes effect once the crime has been adjudicated or resolved.
So then it would be on them to reach out to ICE and say, hey, we have a person here you may be interested in.
They follow whatever processes they do.
Right.
Again, that's not a part of what we do, so I don't want to speak to how exactly works.
No, that makes sense. And I think that's an important distinction, too, because I think you guys are getting blamed for some things that maybe, again, is out of your jurisdiction, right? Again, you're done, if I'm hearing you right, you're done once the arrest takes place. And
correct.
The person arrested is dropped off at the jail.
Correct.
And then you guys move on to other
We move on
other
to
things.
The next call and investigate the next crime.
We got the police chief of the Bozeman Police Department, Jim Velkamp, in studio with us, and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd rather answer questions than leave the unknowns out there.
Well, I think this is good because, I mean, social media is one way to do it, and I think you should use social media, but, you know, the radio, I mean, you're hitting a lot of people at one time, and they can hear your voice. They can, you know, it's different when you're just typing. Have you guys been receiving a lot of calls from the public about, you know, ICE and about what you guys are doing?
Yes, mainly just questions. Again, one of the reasons I'm here and the reason I've been a part of several forums is just to fill people in on how it works. That's what people generally want to know. I think the unknown leads to fear. And as we have seen, rumors, huge rumors that that are groups of federal agents in town ready for a raid, and that unmarked patrol cars or unmarked department cars are ICE. It's better just to come and tamp down those rumors and be able to answer questions.
Man, just so we're clear, none of those rumors were true.
No, those were not true.
Yeah. Do you guys, I mean, how much contact do you have with the sheriff's department? I mean, do you guys coordinate things?
We do.
Talk regularly?
We talk regularly. We respond to calls together. If there's a call just inside or just outside the city limits, or of course the sheriff's office has full jurisdiction inside the city. We also have various teams that work together. So the SWAT team is a joint city-county team. I'm on a couple administrative boards with the sheriff, so we communicate consistently.
So the policy in regards to ICE, does that come from you as the head of the police department, or does that come down from the city?
No, that's from our department, but obviously it is based on best practices. We take a lot of guidance from organizations like the International Association of Chiefs of Police, because we want to make sure that what's happening across the country is consistent. And from what I have seen with this topic, it generally is. Now, that does not mean there are places that are refusing to respond or help, but I can tell you the vast majority are trying to follow that direction and are following what I just said. We need to focus on public safety. We investigate crime. We need to maintain the trust of the entire community. We have people in the community who are here illegally that are victims of horrendous crimes. And we need to be able to still interact with them and have their trust enough to be able to come report their crime. So all those types of things, and the fact that federal agents, ICE, may come and go. They'll be in town for a little bit, potentially at some point. I don't know. They'll be gone. We still need the trust of this community because this is where we stay. From what I've seen, that is generally what law enforcement agencies are doing.
Is this the same policy the Bozeman Police Department has had this whole time?
No, we actually enacted this one. We've been working on it for several months when this started becoming an issue. What I can tell you is that officers have generally been very aware of what they should be doing. They know their job is to investigate crime. So historically, it used to be that we created policies to let officers know what they should be doing, the do's and the don'ts. But another big reason to have a policy is just to provide information to the community. So we have tried to focus the last while on making sure policies are readable by the community, and we have posted them on our website so people can read and see what the policy is. So we enacted this immigration policy not that long ago, and we did some additional training with the officers to make sure they know exactly what they should be doing. And a big part of that is to protect them. You can only imagine how nerve-wracking it can be to be out on a call, and you don't want to mess it up either way. You know, the community could be upset if you take action when you shouldn't have, or you don't take action when you should have. So we owe it to them to give them clear direction.
So we've got a new audience since when you first sat down and we started this conversation about 15 minutes ago. So if you would restate what the policy is in regards to ICE from the Bozeman Police Department.
So the policy essentially is that we focus on public safety and we investigate crime. Treat every member of the community, everyone you come in contact with, equally, regardless of their immigration status. We don't look to determine immigration status. We investigate crime.
So in regards to that 287, can you explain what is 287?
It's a section of the code. It's the county that has this agreement, so I don't know all the nuances.
It's an agreement with ICE, though.
It's an agreement with federal agencies that there will be basically a contact and communication between the two when someone is held at the detention center on a crime.
But again, if I understood what you said the first time, once you guys arrest somebody and they go to jail, you're done because you don't run the jail.
Correct.
So it would be up to the jail and basically the sheriff's department to then have that 287 agreement.
Correct.
Okay. That's why you guys don't have it.
Yep. We do not run a jail in Montana. Counties run the detention centers, not cities. So we do not have a Bozeman City jail.
Okay. We're with the police chief right now, Bozeman Police Chief Jim Velkamp in studio with us. I'm curious, when you guys are out there doing your jobs as the police department, what do you think the percentages of stops where drivers have like no license, no insurance?
Ooh, I'd have to run those stats, but it's
like a ballpark figure.
Insurance is pretty high. Driver's license, I would say my guess is 15-20%, somewhere around there.
Do you think
it does happen routinely? I would say that's pretty high.
Is that high?
Yes.
What about the, again, a ballpark figure? Like what are the stuff when you guys are arresting somebody, how many of those arrests are somebody that's here illegally?
Again, it's hard for us to say because that's not our goal. That's not what our focus is. And we don't make contact or call to check immigration status.
So if somebody's committing a crime and you arrest them, you don't do a background on them to find out?
We take them to jail on whatever crime we are charging them with.
So you don't do any other investigative work?
Nope.
As far as?
Nope. The only time we do. So another part of the whole immigration issue is that, I think I mentioned this earlier, some violations are criminal and some are administrative or civil. If there is a criminal violation, for example, if officers stop somebody and they have a federal warrant or they are a deported, I just saw the other day, a deported felon for some kind of aggravated assault. That is a federal criminal warrant. Absolutely, we're going to take action on that. So at that point, we arrest them and bring them to the detention center on that federal warrant, just like we did if they had a state of Montana warrant.
So you don't call the feds and they come in and make the arrest? You guys can make the arrest?
We can make that arrest as long as it's criminal.
Okay. Well, what's the policy as far, like we've been watching, you know, all this stuff that's happening in Minneapolis on the videos and TV, and you see these protests, they're like, well, what are the rules of protesting here in Bozeman? Can somebody who's protesting, can they spit on an ICE officer? Can they throw things at an ICE officer?
No. Again, the way we would do it, we would investigate it as a crime, just like we would anybody else. So I have just seen a couple snippets of other places, and it does surprise me that there's no cooperation, at least, so that crimes that have been committed aren't investigated. So if we respond downtown to a bar fight between two people, one assaulted the other, that one's going to get arrested or cited for assault. It's the same if you have two people arguing or having a domestic. One is if an actual domestic took place, one is going to be arrested. The same with this, whether it's a federal agent or not, we should be investigating the crime. So if somebody did push an ICE agent, just like if they pushed an officer, they should be charged with a crime.
Can ICE reach out to you, say they were here? And again, they're not. All those rumors that have been going around, you guys did posts on that too. There's nothing like that happening here. But if they were here Can they reach out to you guys and go, hey, we need some help with this?
They could. And the way our policy is written is that a command staff member needs to make the decision, mainly because we want to take that burden off of the patrol officers. We will make that decision on what level of cooperation is appropriate. The last thing I would want is for us to be prohibited from working with Border Patrol or ICE or whatever federal agency, because then we don't know what's going on in our own town. And that is extremely dangerous. So if they were to say, call us and say, we are coming, we're going to do an operation in this place, I want to know that. So at least we can let officers know. We get calls routinely of a suspicious situation that turns out, for example, to be a bail bondsman arresting somebody. It's the car repo guy. In the middle of the night, a car is being stolen and it's actually a legal car repossession. Or another federal agency another state agency is doing some kind of operation in Bozeman. I want to know all of that. The hardest thing is going into those situations blindly, not knowing what you're facing.
Are they obligated to reach out and tell you if they're doing something here?
Not obligated, but it's by far best practice. And from what I have seen over the years, and as I think you know, there have been a couple very small operations, very targeted operations here to pick up people wanted on federal warrants. They have reached out just to communicate with us.
Well, as we've seen in Minneapolis, and this is what Tom Holman was saying, as the borders are, he's saying, hey, one of the reasons we're having these issues in Minneapolis is because there's no cooperation. Because, I mean, if you look at the stats, I think in like five different states, like Texas, Florida, California, New York, Georgia, they've arrested some 160,000, you know, people who aren't here legally with zero problems. There's like 4,000 exactly. In Minneapolis, and there's all these problems.
Huge problems. You also have the fact I saw the other day, they believe there's about 3,000 agents deployed, which is five times the amount of Minneapolis police officers there are. I mean, that offset, that's an extremely difficult situation, one that I obviously do not see happening here. But if we ever do have any activity here, we have got to be able to communicate with them and know what's going on, at least have an awareness so we don't have those types of problems down the road.
Why? So if there's more like ICE officers, why does it make it harder for you? Explain that.
No, I was just meaning that in Minneapolis, I believe they have about 600 police officers and there are 3,000 agents. And so just right. Those numbers, it seems to me it would be extremely difficult to have enough officers present. But what I've also seen, it also appears there's many, many, many other issues that have gone into the lack of cooperation.
Well, right. And again, I had that stat earlier where Tom Holman was saying, look, if they're cooperating with us, it takes one agent to go pick up somebody. If the department's not cooperating with us, it takes 16.
That does make sense.
We got to back up and right. We got to go find them and things like that. So. It is important. But again, I think there's an important distinction here to make for people that have just joined us and didn't hear earlier. Once you arrest somebody from the Bozeman Police Department and you take them to jail, you are done with them.
Yes.
That's why you don't have that 287 agreement, because you don't run the jail.
That's correct.
Okay. I think that's an important distinction. Last question for you. We'll move off of ICE to just crime in general. Where are we in Bozeman? Is crime going up? Because of all of this, you know, illegal stuff that we're dealing with?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint one reason crime is going up. It is going up in Bozeman. But if you look at our population, the number of people both in the city and just in the county that use our Walmart, work in the city, that are traveling through the city each day, we have a lot more people here than we did just a few years ago. So it makes logical sense that the number of crimes committed are going up. The ratio, the number of crimes per 1,000 people, is staying pretty consistent. So our crime rate is still very low compared to the rest of the major cities in Montana. However, the numbers are going up just because the population is going up.
What about like aggravated crime?
Those types are going up. So yeah. Whereas it seems like we used to have a misdemeanor assault, now it is more often a felony assault. So the number of felonies that our officers and detectives are investigating, the complexity of the case, the number of people involved, and routinely the nexus to some kind of international crime is definitely growing.
What about like fentanyl and the drug arrests?
Yes, my understanding is that I believe I heard recently from our task force that fentanyl has actually been decreasing a bit and meth is increasing again. But again, that's tough to pinpoint because it could just be the types of crimes that they're successfully working at this moment. But I did hear a couple anecdotes about that. But yes, between the task force, between our human trafficking detectives, between what officers are seeing on the street, there definitely is definitely are more felonies happening in the area and more complex crimes than we saw a few years ago.
All right. It's the police chief, Jim Veldkamp, in studio with us today. You know what? Appreciate what you guys are doing as a department. Thank you for keeping us safe out there. And thanks again for coming in. Again, he didn't say, hey, don't ask me about this. I mean, you.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, you were very transparent. So I appreciate that.
And I just want to mention, we would much rather be transparent. And if somebody does have questions, just reach out. There's always a logical answer. That might not be exciting as the rumor that's being spread, but just reach out and ask us. We're happy to answer questions.
Yeah, stop spreading rumors. All right, Chief, it's good to see you. Thanks again. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.